The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gil. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's time to spend a lot more time in the yard this summer.
I know, me too. My deck is calling to me like a magnet, but, you know, I still don't use it as much as I could.
How come?
Well, I don't yet have an awning or umbrella, and my deck faces west, so the sun is pretty intense in the afternoon. Yeah, I have to figure that out. How much time do you actually spend in your yard?
Not nearly as much time as I'd like.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. We all love the idea of spending time in our backyards or patios or decks, but came across a few studies that show we're just not actually using those spaces as much.
Why is that?
It's our devices, our tablets, computers, televisions, games. They're keeping us cooped up. That's the theory, anyway, from this anthropological UCLA study. And the UCLA research participants spent less than half an hour each week in the outdoor space. And these were Californians.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there's another study from the lawn care company True Green that found that 68% of the Americans surveyed said they're spending less time outside compared with 5 years ago, and they wish it wasn't so.
And yet outdoor spaces and features are often the top of homebuyer wish lists.
Exactly. There's a National Association of Home Builders survey that found that more than 80% of homebuyers said that patios and front porches are essential or desirable.
So how can we pay more than lip service to outdoor living? Being outside is just, you know, plain good for our mental and physical well-being.
You have to create an emotional and irresistible connection to your outdoor space. So, for instance, go overboard on making it comfy. And comfy is easy to do, and it can be pretty low cost. So, for instance, I switched from hard chairs to cushion seating, and I doubled my time outside. And with today's cushions, they're not plasticky. They're not sweat-inducing pillows, and they can spring back once they're rained on, too. The other thing is laying down outdoor rugs so you're just as comfortable barefoot as you are inside. And, of course, give yourself privacy so that you can be yourself, whoever that is. You can add shrubs, bushes, bamboo reeds so you can create a natural screen, or you could install prefab screens that you can buy at a local home improvement store.
So how do you deal with the device and gadget factor that you mentioned earlier? Because I imagine if you can use them outside, let's face it, more people are going to go outside.
Exactly. So make your outdoor space a broadband paradise. So there's no reason you can't play games, watch cat videos, and post to Instagram when you're outside. And some of the tools that might help you do that are things like outdoor Wi-Fi antennas to give you an extra boost to stay connected, solar USB charging stations so you don't have to walk back into the house, bring your music outside with wireless speakers, which not only do they bring the music there, but if the neighborhood is noisy, it can help mask those noises. And then you could also invest in an all-weather outdoor TV. Not inexpensive, but if you want to stay outside for the big games, that's a way to achieve that. Could I apply a little pop psychology here to help
Absolutely.
Make your
Why
outdoor
not?
Space
yeah.
irresistible? If you can, yeah. blur the line between your indoor and outdoor spaces so the transition is seamless. And this may not be as easy or as cost-effective as getting comfy. It might involve more of a home improvement type upgrade. But it's an effective way to increase your enjoyment of the space, and it could add to your home's value.
So what kind of improvements can you do there?
Well, you could replace the standard door leading to your deck or patio with sliding or glass French doors, and then you remove a barrier by doing that. And another good thing is to use the same weatherproof flooring, so stone tile or scored concrete outside as well as in the room leading to your backyard paradise.
So lighting is going to be vital here, right?
Definitely. I don't think you want to be groping for your wine glass in the dark, do you?
No, probably not. In fact, absolutely not.
I didn't think so. So, obviously, outdoor lighting keeps you outside longer, and it makes your home more marketable. As a matter of fact, exterior lighting is buyers' most wanted outdoor feature, according to that home builder survey.
Yeah, it's also an important safety feature.
Exactly. So, some of the ways you can use lighting to achieve all these benefits, you know, you could uplight trees, architectural details, or other focal points that just make the home beautiful. Sconces or pendant lights make entertaining in the evening and reading easier. For safety, light up walkways, rails, and steps. You could use landscape solar lights. And then, you know, you can just create environment or ambiance with fairy or string lights.
Christina, thank you. And for more tips on outdoor living, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook, facebook.com/House Logic. Christina, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.